This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Pat Kennedy, former NCAA coach, and now with Beat the Beast Recruiting. Pat Kennedy, thank you for joining. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, David and Carla, great being with you guys.
We were on together about a year ago, about this time, and I think you pretty much nailed what was going to unfold.
You really did.
He knew what was going down. Well, let's first look at yesterday. Do you feel like the selection committee did a good job?
Yeah, I did, guys. I thought probably the only school that really had a little bit of a beef maybe was NC State. But, you know, that was just, you know, barely a beef. As you guys know, in years past, we'd have three or four teams that normally had a beef, and you'd have the Dick Vitales of the world ranting and raving, as Dick often did, about who should or shouldn't have been in. But it says something about the new formula, because, again, I mean, just think about it, just across the board listening to ESPN and SB Nation across the country, there's not a lot of complaining. So I think we have a very good field. We have a tremendous amount of great matchups, and I kind of thought the mid majors who deserved to get in there, like a Belmont, you know, God bless them for being there, and I think it's going to make the tournament exciting.
I agree, Pat. I think they nailed the mid majors. I thought that was great, and of course, Dick Vitale, who you mentioned, had huge complaints about Michigan State being a number two seed. How do you feel about that, and being in Duke's region in the East?
Yeah, well, you know, I said this about 2 weeks ago, that, you know, you got to use the eyeball test. Michigan State, with some injuries that they had to work their way through, playing well, but kind of, you know, winning games they normally win, but not by dominating, kind of struggling their way through there a little bit. But again, a classic great Tom Izzo coaching job and Tom Izzo team. But I don't think there was any question about it, and I don't know who Dick thinks that they should have replaced. But I saw it coming when I watched Carolina starting to really play well.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe White, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the country. And you had Duke. You knew when Zion Williamson came back how good they were going to be. And basically, you can't argue against Virginia and Gonzaga. So I understand Dick's, and Dick's always going to try to be controversial. But which team would you take out of there and put Michigan State in? Now, Michigan State has a little bit of beef, I think, being in the same bracket with Duke.
Right.
But then again, I mean, but again, if you go across the board, I mean, the Final Eight could be incredible because of the potential. You know, you could have Kentucky and Carolina, you know, playing in the Final Eight game. Are you kidding me? So, I mean, the Final Eight matchups look like they could be sensational if the chalk gets to that point. But, you know, that's a little, you know, and I don't think Tom Izzo was worried about being a two seed. I think he was just a little bit worried about being in the same bracket with the number one seed, which is Duke.
We're talking to former NCAA coach Pat Kennedy, senior advisor for Hoop Group. So, Pat, I'd love to ask you about Duke. Zion Williamson, whom does he remind you of on the court? And then I'd love a second question is, who's the best player in this tournament not named Zion Williamson?
Well, first of all, I kind of agree with Jim Boeheim. I don't know if he really reminds you of almost anybody. He's just, you know, he's to me, he's like a combination. Let me give you three guys. Let me give you Karl Malone. Let me give you Michael Jordan, and obviously LeBron James. I mean,
whoa, that's some good company.
That's good company.
Yeah, right. So take those three guys and pull them all together. And I say that group for a specific reason: the strength of Karl Malone, the defensive wizardry of obviously Michael Jordan, and the offensive dominance of LeBron James. So, I mean, this youngster is very special. He's very exceptional. We all heard about him. We all watched him coming up as a high school prospect. I don't think we realize that the size and the explosiveness and the ability to do the things he can do were going to come to fruition, and you just see him more and more. So, you know, they're coming from the weak side to block a shot. He's got to move his head so he doesn't hit a rim. He can put his hands up on the corners of the backboards. I mean, the kid's phenomenal. We've not really seen anyone like him. We will. I mean, there'll be other ones. But right now, he's very, very exceptional.
Okay, who's...
outside? I'm just saying, outside of him, I mean, there's an awful lot of youngsters that obviously have had great years. The great forward out of Tennessee, Williams, has had a great year. You know, you've got some guys that, for me, even some of the lower seeds, Kid Pascal from Villanova. I mean, so there's a lot of exceptional players in the tournament, but there's only one Zion Williamson, that's for sure.
So, Coach, is it possible to neutralize Zion? And if so, how would you coach your team to do that?
Well, you know, I've heard some defensive schemes, and that's exactly what it's going to take. It's going to take a defensive scheme where you try to keep him from penetrating into the paint. And quite honestly, it's like putting in football, putting all those guys in the box. You'd almost have to try. Now, this might sound extreme. Now, this is going to sound crazy. When I was at Florida State, Timmy Duncan was at Wake Forest. And Timmy was shooting about 50% from the foul line. And the last game Timmy Duncan played in the ACC that he lost was at Florida State. And we told our kids, foul him every time he gets the ball. Now, the kids looked at us like I was nuts. And I said, no, I'm being very honest. Whenever he gets the ball, just foul him. Don't let him get the ball above his waist. And let's make him go to the foul line. And he went 2-for-17 from the foul line. You can look it up. And we beat them. So my thing would be, if I was coaching against him in a one-game season, a la Raleigh Massimino, Jimmy Valvano, some of the great coaches, I would try to take a charge on him every time he gets the ball. So every single time he gets the ball, I would not allow him to get to the rim and get his dunks and get his putbacks. I'd foul him. And again, that, you know, might sound extreme, but if some coaches are listening, they're probably going to say, you know what? That makes all the sense in the world. Just continually try to take an offensive foul against a kid.
We're talking to Coach Pat Kennedy. He's a senior advisor for the Hoop Group. So down here in Houston, there's a perception that the Cougars aren't getting the national respect that they deserve, that maybe people forget that we were just a buzzer beater shy of making it to the Sweet 16 last year. How far can the Cougars get in this tournament?
Absolutely to the Final Four. And you know, let me just say this too. Remember, that was against the Michigan team that was relieved that they got by Houston. I mean, if you remember
Jordan Poole.
How they certainly celebrated. Now, let me say something about their conference, the American Conference. Some of those top sides teams like Cincinnati are extremely, extremely well coached, well versed teams. So losing to Cincinnati was by no means any type of a disgrace or a setback. Kelvin Sampson has got to be in the running for the National Coach of the Year. Davis didn't shoot the ball well yesterday. When they're shooting the ball well from the perimeter with the guys that they have that can shoot it, which they will when they get the NCAA tournament, Houston is going to be a tough out for anybody. That's what you look for when they say, who's a tough out? When you look at the Houston team, toughness, defense, gritty, can shoot it, can score it, can tough transition. Houston's going to be a tough out. And I would not, you know, people keep saying it, but then they back away. I wouldn't be surprised if Houston's in the Final Four team.
Okay, I love hearing that. And yesterday, you know, you mentioned Davis had such an off game, and turns out that he has a hip strain. Do you think there's any credence to the fact that maybe it's good for a team that Kelvin Sampson's team is 31-3 team? They lost yesterday pretty badly to Cincinnati in the conference finals. Is it maybe good for them to have a bad loss at this point, you know, going into the tournament, knowing that this is a team they can beat? What do you think about that?
Well, it's actually a great point. And of course, coaches, when I was coaching, you would always say, well, no loss is a good loss. But that's just media talk. The fact of the matter is that sometimes it wakes your kids up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gives you as a coach a chance to get their attention again. They've had that extraordinary record. You win 30-plus games in college basketball. My gosh, you've had an incredible year. When I was in Florida State, we lost to Clemson in the first round of the ACC tournament. And I was so upset I wanted to hang myself. And I'll never forget Bobby Kremer said, Coach, go home, relax. Get your guys a little rest. Get them fired up again and get ready to go. and we lost to Kentucky in the final eight for a trip to the final four. Mm. So there are some times when a loss can be a positive. Houston doesn't have to prove that they can win games right. anymore. But getting home, getting a little rest, Kelvin's a master motivator. And you've seen him. The kids love him. Senior night, kids had tears in their eyes. Kelvin had tears in his eyes. But believe me, he gets in their fannies when they need to. And he's going to have a very, very good few days of practice here.
All right, that's the great Pat Kennedy. Pat, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys, great being with you. Thank you.
Thank you.